Ben must have sensed his danger too, because he was already moving. They bumped shoulders as he pivoted around, then a deafening crackle split the air, and Jaina found herself flying backward on a bolt of force lightning. She slammed into the wall of a settling tank and remained pinned there, teeth grinding, nerves burning, limbs paralyzed, until Ben shoved his crimson lightsaber into the dancing fork of energy. Jaina collapsed to her knees, muscles throbbing and quivering and generally useless. Her attacker let his lightning sizzle out and reached for his lightsaber, but she was already grabbing him in the force. She jerked him off the cabinet and down into the aisle. The Sith was still crying out in shock when her cousin finished him off. Ben took a heartbeat to check for other attackers, but the battle had progressed from the initial confusion and carnage phase to the hidden death stage, and there were no longer any Sith out in the open. Even the din of the battle had dwindled to sporadic outbreaks of thunder, shriek, and sizzle. Ben stepped to Jaina's side.
You okay?
Why wouldn't I be?
Jaina tried to stand, but her still quivering legs wouldn't obey. She extended her hand for help and felt her entire shoulder erupt in a fiery ache, unlike anything she had ever felt before.
Just a little shaky,
she added.
Get me up.
Ben pulled her to her feet, then cast a furtive glance back toward the basin where they had last seen Vistara. Her captor had retreated deeper behind cover, but one of Vistara's feet could still be seen lying against the wall of the mixing station.
Hold on, Ben.
Jaina slipped an arm around Ben's waist, then grabbed a handful of robe and put more weight on him than was really necessary.
You're not going to help her by getting yourself killed.
Who's going to get himself killed?
Who do you think?
Jaina demanded.
We're outnumbered 10-1 here, and that guy with Vistara looks like he's in charge.
So?
So that makes him at least a lord, and probably a high lord,
Jaina said, realizing her objective had changed from killing the enemy to keeping Ben from being killed by the enemy. Battles were unpredictable like that.
Are you really ready to go after a Sith High Lord? Because I'm not. Not when he has all the advantages.
Ben sighed, but continued to look toward the basin.
What if it was Jag? He asked. Would you leave him behind?
He was right, of course. If it had been Jag that fell back there, Jaina wouldn't be wasting time talking about it. She would be working her way toward the mixing station to rescue him, or to die trying. But it wasn't Jag. It was a Sith girl who had betrayed Ben half a dozen times already, who had been working her way into the Skywalker's confidence for months, and who might actually be waiting for a chance like this one to deal a body blow to the entire Jedi Order. Unfortunately, Jaina couldn't say as much to Ben. He was a teenager in love, and teenagers in love did not like to hear that their sweethearts might be lying, cheating assassins. Chaos.
You have a point,
Jaina said, pretending to consider his argument.
But if that were Jag, he would want me to do the smart thing and not get myself killed while attempting an impossible rescue.